بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inshallah, today we will discuss two of the beautiful names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. One is Al-Hasib and one is Al-Jaleel. Al-Hasib, Hasib refers to that being who suffices everyone. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is sufficient for us. So Shaykh Sa'di rahimahullah mentions, هُوَ الْعَلِيمُ بِعِبَادِهِ كَافِ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ الْمُجَازِي لِعِبَادِهِ بِالْخَيْرِ وَالشَّرِّ بِحَسْبِ حِكْمَتِهِ وَعِلْمِهِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this beautiful name of Al-Hasib, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suffices His servants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully knowledgeable of the needs of every of His creation. That's the first quality before you can suffice a person for his needs. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the needs of everyone. And kafil mutawakkilin, He is sufficient for those who have trust and have i'timad and tawakkul in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that is al-hasib, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient. Huwa kafi li'ibadihi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for us. La ghina lahum anhu abadan, there's no possibility of us becoming independent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are totally dependent in our existence for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for us in this world, qabr and akhirat. This beautiful name of Al-Hasib appears 3 times in the Quran Kareem. 3 times it comes in the Quran Kareem. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَسِيبًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَسِيبًا. So there's 3 places. Just as sometimes we may feel that we are dependent on people in of this world, sometimes the mother, maybe the child is dependent on the mother, but that mother is also dependent on Allah. Example, maybe we may feel like a breastfeeding child is dependent on the milk of the mother. But the mother is dependent on the treasure of Allah for that milk. Where is that milk coming from? It's the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So eventually everyone is dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah suffices us. He is sufficient. Allah is sufficient for each one of us. Person is in danger. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrates hadith. He sees that person who recites 7 times
for the day. حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. Person recites this 7 times. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice such a person from all worries and concerns of the day. Whatever worries, anxieties he has, this dua is sufficient, it will suffice him. Just as Sahaba radiallahu anhum, الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ.
That when there was one of the battles, then some people came and whispered in the ears of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that do you know that the enemy is multiple in number to you, much more than you they are. They are maybe 3 or 4 times in number to you. So the person who relayed the message wanted to instill fear in Sahaba radiallahu anhum, wanted to get them scared. وَقَالُوا, immediately Sahaba radiallahu anhum said, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for us. Immaterial of the situation and our numbers, Allah is sufficient. So فَانْقَلَبُوا, the benefit is, they returned with the bounty of Allah, meaning they had been victorious, triumphant in that war, with booty and spoils of war. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the kuffar once, they called Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they wanted to discuss and meet and talk to him. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very desirous of the iman of the kuffar also, irrespective of them being obstinate or stubborn. But he was very worried and concerned for the iman of everyone, even the kuffar. So they had taken Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to a mountain tip, and they were speaking to him at the bottom. So one person was talking with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They sent a few people to go behind the mountain and to throw a boulder directly onto Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maybe we'll take care of this need of ours for the time. He's troubling us. Na'udhu billah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sufficed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came and informed him, this is what the kuffar are intending to do. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked away and he called the person, you want to talk, come here. So he says, amazing, you were talking underneath, why you were moving away? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ja'far al-Sadiq, he is from the progeny of Ali radiallahu anhu, Ja'far al-Sadiq. So once he came to Medina Munawwara, and he mentioned to the people of Medina Munawwara, that I'm very surprised and amazed with 3 people who are neglectful and in ghaflat of 4 things. I'm really amazed with 4 people who are in ghafla, they are negligent of 4 things. So he says, number one, I'm really surprised and amazed with the man in a calamity, yet he does not recite Ya Arhamar Rahimin. I'm really amazed and surprised with the person that is experiencing some sorrow and grief in life, yet he does not recite La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu mina zalimin. He says, I'm surprised with the person who is in any fear and he does not recite Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. And I'm amazed with the person who finds himself in the web of attack from the enemies, yet he does not recite wa ufawwidu amri ila Allah inna Allah basirun bil ibad. So this is referring to 4 incidents and 4 du'as mentioned in the Quran Kareem. The first dua, Ayyub alayhi salatu was salam, who was sick for a very lengthy period of time, differences of opinion. It could have been up to 18 long years of sickness. But Ayyub alayhi salatu was salam turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa Ayyub idh nada rabbah anni masani adhur. He called unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, difficulty, calamity has befallen me. And then he recited, وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Ya Allah, you are the most merciful. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ فَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ دُرْ. With this calling and this name that you have called out to me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now we will remove the difficulty. The person in sorrow and grief, referring to the incident of Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, who was in the belly of the fish,
لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, had it not been for the dhikr that he recited, he would have remained in the belly of the fish. What did he recite? La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Fastajabna lahu wa najaynahu min al-gham. We removed the difficulty, rather the sorrow that he was going through. So some ulama explain that if a person is in grief and in depression, whatever type of depression, reciting this a lot, inshallah, will be a means of shifa. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Fear hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. We recited the ayat of the Quran. When you are being attacked by the enemy, you're fearful of an attack and from the enemy, to recite wa ufawwidu amri ilallah. This is referring to the ayat of the Quran where the believer from the family of Fir'aun, the believer from the family of Fir'aun was threatened by Fir'aun, and he recited wa ufawwidu amri ilallah. I lay my matters in the hands of Allah. I hand it over to Allah. So I surrender. وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. So Al-Hasib, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for us for all difficulties, problems, situations. He is sufficient for us. Imam Ghazali rahimullah very beautifully says, if we become Allah's, Allah will become ours. If we become Allah's, Allah will become ours. And when Allah becomes ours, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice us for every of our needs. وَكَفَى اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْقِتَالِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَسِيبًا وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ نَصِيرًا. Ayat after ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'm sufficient for you as a helper, I'm sufficient for you as a guardian, I'm sufficient for you as a protector, as everything. In your war, in everything. So Allah is sufficient for us. So that is Al-Hasib. Ulama explain, if a person is going through any fear, and he recites this name, Ya Hasibu, 70 times, Allah will protect him and save him from the fears of the day. The next beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Jaleel. Al-Jaleel is the possessor of grandeur and greatness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Jaleel, He is so great, His majesty, He is so great, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Alladhi yasghuru dunahu kullu jaleelin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so great, that every great person is insignificant in front of Allah. Wa yattadi'u ma'ahu kullu rafi. Every mighty person is humbled in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so great, His grandeur is of such measure. بِحَيْثُ لَا يُمْكِنُ لِأَحَدٍ أَيُّدَانِي فَضْلًا أَيُّسَاوِي. No person can ever come close, forget about being equal in grandeur and greatness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will announce, this is the hadith Qudsi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will announce on the day of Qiyamah, أَيْنَ الْمُتَحَابُّونَ بِجَلَالِي. We are those people who exchange love between themselves, بِجَلَالِي, by virtue of my jalal, because of my greatness. Now today is one day, maybe we can say, Ya Allah, we sat for this program and we heard one name, Al-Jalal, Al-Jaleel. The greatness, O my Allah, your greatness. We sat and we heard this one. So inshallah, allow us to gather on the day of Qiyamah because we sat with mahabbah for this one name of yours. Mutahabuna bi jalali. That's why we're sitting together. For love out of this one name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just one incident and we'll call it a night inshallah. Yahya bin Aktham rahimullah, he was a great muhaddith, he passed away. Passes away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone sees him in the dream, so he asks him, Oh Yahya, how did you fare with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded me. Oh Yahya, you committed this sin. So I said, Naam, yes. You committed this sin, yes. So there was nothing that I could deny, and I had to confess and accept every of the sins that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully knowledgeable about. But then I mentioned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O my Allah, a hadith from you reached me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Yahya, O Yahya, what hadith you speaking about? So Yahya bin Aktham says, حدثني عبد الرزاق قال حدثني معمر قال حدثني الزهري عن عروة عن عائشة عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Nabi Sam said, قال جبريل قال الله تعالى ما شيب لي عبد شيبة في ال ما شيب لي عبد في الإسلام شيبة إلا استحييت منه أن أعذبه بالنار. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a hadith in Qudsi. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds and says, the meaning of it, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, never any of my servants grows in Islam. He becomes old and he gets grey hair in Islam. Meaning he's only living a life of a Muslim and he turns grey, that's all. As a Muslim, he turns grey. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا اسْتَحْيَيْتُ مِنْهُ. I feel ashamed of ever punishing that servant of mine with the fire of Jahannam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Yahya, صَدَقَ عَبْدُ الرَّزَاقِ صَدَقَ مَعْمَرْ صَدَقَ الزُّهْرِ صَدَقَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yes, all your asatiza who have transmitted this hadith to you, we're all truthful. Your Ustad Abdul Razak, your Ustad Ma'mar, Zuhri, Urwa, Aisha, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Jibreel Alayhi Salam. And yes, I did mention that this, O angels, in tariqu bihi ila al-Jannah, take him to Jannah. This one hadith, he had yaqeen in it, take him to Jannah by my favor and my mercy. There wouldn't be any, we will not take him to task for whatever he has done, or any of his follies or mistakes or sins and errors. So this is that quality of Jaleel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Jaleel, the most great. No one can be of any greatness in comparison to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this al-Jaleel, one is we recite the name Ya Jaleel a lot. So the greatness of Allah will come in our hearts. But one is speaking about Allah, and the different qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatness will come in the heart. And this will take out the greatness of things that unfortunately seeps through via different mediums coming into ourselves. When we hear of a certain president, who? He's a big shot. We hear of a certain car, well, that is a great car. We hear of certain things, we feel there's greatness in these things. There's no greatness in any currency, in any person, in any empire, in any government, in no person, in nothing except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was in Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Irrespective of the person, they were not scared, bothered at all, no matter who he would be. Why? The greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was deep embedded in their heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us whatever of the 99, or from the 99 beautiful names we have discussed from wherever we did start this series. And inshallah, after the month of Ramadan, inshallah, we will try and continue. The next beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Kareem. Al-Kareem is that being who grants without being deserving. That's Al-Kareem. He blesses us bi ghayri istihqaqin. Yu'ti bila istihqaq. We're not deserving, yet he grants us. So Al-Kareem is inshallah one name we keep in mind. We will experience it in the month of Ramadan. We'll experience it and then we'll speak about our experiences after the month of Ramadan regarding the name Ya Kareem inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka.